Hey everyone, it's Jasmine from Jasmine's Astrology, but you can call me Jay. And for this episode, I'm going to chat about the astrology of June 25th through June 30th. But first, if you do enjoy these forecasts, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube or subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. It's super helpful and it's super free. And if you want to support my work further, you can always check out my website, jasminesastrology.com, for consultations and other astrology offerings. And make sure you're following on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. And for any and all of the transits I talk about in this episode, you can always personalize them further by looking at the houses that they're taking place in. And for more info on what the houses represent, you can grab your free copy of my houses PDF with the link in the show notes. Okay, wow, final week of June already. But it is the first full week of summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, so that's exciting. But when it comes to the astro weather for this week, honestly, I'm not as excited. The week starts out a little bumpy with some uncomfortable and potentially spicy square aspects. Mercury is leaving its home in Gemini for Cancer, where it's not in terrible condition, but it's certainly not as great as in Gemini. Wednesday brings a slightly lighter tone with a trine aspect. However, Saturn is involved, so it's not easy breezy or anything. And in fact, both of our lighter aspects this week, it's two trines and they both involve Saturn. So it's not the like buoyant energy of Jupiter or anything. And then on the final day of June, Neptune begins its annual retrograde, which, depending on your chart, may or may not be a big deal. So kind of a wishy-washy way to end the month, which feels on point for when Neptune is in the mix. But yeah, just not our best weather for the month, but we can still get through it. And hopefully this forecast will help with that. So let's dive in. So first up on June 25th at 6:25 p.m., Mercury in Gemini will square Neptune in Pisces at 27 degrees. Now earlier in the month, on June 9th, Mercury made a sextile with Neptune while it was still in Taurus. And so you may remember me talking about how like data and details might not be as important for us on a day with that kind of aspect in the air, that you might feel like you're not really firing on all cylinders, but that it probably wouldn't lead to any like massive consequences or anything. The energy was just a little like, whatever, we can deal with it later. And it would be a perfect Friday to log off a little early and let the stressors pass you by. Now, this square will have some similar vibes, except that given that it's a square, which is a hard aspect that brings friction and tension, it probably won't feel as easygoing or easy to brush off. Like that disinterest that we felt on the 9th, that disinterest with data and details may now feel more like an inability to comprehend data and details or a struggle to maintain deadlines. There's definitely more pressure here under the square configuration. That foggy, hazy, confusing nature of Neptune might impact you in a way of like, you know, you're trying really hard to understand something and it's just not coming to you. Or you might find that plans and timing and schedules are just kind of slipping through your fingers and you just can't seem to adhere to any kind of timeline. I think this will be a good day to limit technology whenever possible, because there's definitely a risk of some mental overwhelm and mental overstimulation. Just thinking about Mercury being in Gemini and how like mental and buzzy that combination is, and then meeting up under this hard aspect with Neptune that tends to like bring a lot of slow and sluggish energy, but the square makes you feel like you need to be doing something. So, you know, let's get our energy out in different ways. And I also think, you know, because of that ability from Neptune to really dissolve our perception, our ability to think clearly, there's a chance that we're going to misunderstand something we read. So like avoiding social media, maybe avoiding the news, maybe even like avoiding too many conversations so that we can reduce those like mix-ups and misunderstandings. You know, we might even be on this day kind of just like forgetting a piece of information that would help us to think more critically in a given situation. Now, I was tempted to say that the timing of this aspect might mean that, you know, most people are just experiencing this energy on a Sunday or during like the typical sleep hours from Sunday into Monday, right? Just kind of depending on where you are in the world. But to brush it off like that, I feel like that doesn't give enough credit to how important Sunday is and like how important that night's sleep before the start of like the conventional work week is. You know, like plans that fall through and having time feel like it's slipping away, that also sucks on a Sunday because for a lot of people, that's a day off. And like, if you feel like it's, you know, a struggle, like that's not fun either. However, with all of this knowledge in mind, we can maybe plan ahead for that Sunday and keep it a day that's like pretty free and flexible. You know, like maybe we're not staying out too late or indulging too much the night before so that we can be that much more clear-headed on the Sunday. You know, maybe it's the perfect day to just wake up, see where life takes you, and to not try too hard to like push against that current. I think it's a great day to move slow, to watch a movie, read a book, get creative, and kind of just like check out from the world as much as possible. Then on June 26th at 4:50 a.m., Mars in Leo will square Uranus in Taurus at 21 degrees. So this is the aspect that I think has the potential to be a little spicy and a little volatile and maybe even explosive. Mars is a very hot-headed planet. It brings heat. And Uranus is incredibly abrupt and unexpected. And the square, you know, as I already mentioned, is very fraught with tension. And both planets tend to speed things up. So this will be a very fast-paced, rapid energy, but with like some heat underneath it. And I sort of, when I look at Mars square Uranus, especially with Mars in Leo, that fire energy, I sort of see this as like someone suddenly flipping a table because they don't like whatever is going on. Like it feels chaotic and just like, yikes. But now that we have the heads up, we can prepare ourselves to like, you know, have some outlets within which to channel excess energy we might be feeling. You know, there could be some proverbial pots that feel as though they're going to boil over. And if we can blow on the rising liquid or determine ways to like turn down the heat, we can probably manage some of this spicy boiling over potential. Now, that said, Uranus can be so unexpected and unforeseen that it can be difficult to fully prepare for what it might bring. I would definitely recommend keeping the schedule light on the 25th, the 26th, and 27th, just so you have wiggle room to redirect or recuperate after anything sudden comes your way. So really starting that like slowdown and flexibility on the Sunday. It might be a particularly messy few days with plenty of twists and turns. We will probably experience like these surges of energy. We might find ourselves taking initiative in unexpected or unconventional ways. And then at other times, we might feel quite restless and like unable to move ahead with anything. However, the silver lining here is that while this might be spicy and messy, it might also be exactly what we need to break away from something that's been holding us back. Sometimes we need these like totally fucked up and fiery and breaking point conditions to finally make the moves to break free, break through, and overcome limits and expectations. Maybe we've been feeling bored by our regular routines, and then something happens around these few days to finally push us towards shaking it up, looking outside the box for new inspiration and motivation, and ultimately shift into something that's much more authentic and real. There is like a little bit of tower card energy here of like, burn it down, restart, which is messy. But you know, maybe your pot needs to boil over. Like maybe something has to be said or done because if you hold it in any longer, you're going to burst. And this aspect does feel like the beginning of a revolution or something. It's like it's the resistance that's growing and finally breaking out and the sort of unwillingness to be caged or confined and the willingness to fight back. It's a time when we're experimenting, we're breaking patterns, we're changing habits, we're innovating and inventing. And these are all very exciting and inspiring things, but the caution is just around the heat of it all, the fiery nature that will probably make us go about these things in a way that's much more forceful and bold and potentially spicy than we normally would. So break free, but don't break hearts or like something profound like that. On the same day at 8:25 p.m., Mercury will move into Cancer. So as I mentioned at the top, this is a significant shift in terms of condition for Mercury, who was in rulership while in Gemini, which meant that it was very well supported, very well resourced, and Mercury was able to do Mercury things in Mercury ways. And Mercury isn't debilitated in Cancer. It's just a fairly neutral position for it. But a water sign isn't necessarily the easiest place for a planet like Mercury to be. You know, Mercury is a planet of data, details, facts, figures, plans, logistics, money, communication, thought processes. And in a water sign, those things slow down a little. They become a little quieter. They have a rounded rather than a sharp edge. Things aren't as clear cut because emotions and feelings are now in the mental mix. Mercury in Gemini was all about mental stimulation and getting new information and seeking a variety of connections to converse with. With Mercury in Cancer, we want to talk about our emotions. We want to give voice to our feelings that we might not have been in the right headspace to truly communicate while Mercury was in Gemini or even in Taurus. So we're coming out of the head and into the heart when it comes to the way we think, the way we converse, the way we make decisions. We might not feel as open to communication or not as eager to say all the things that come to our minds. We might need time to warm up to a situation and feel out a space before we make a comment. The mind-body connection also comes into focus with this transit, given the moon's rulership over Cancer and the moon's connection to our physical bodies. So instead of seeking external information to further our understanding of something or to feed that need for mental stimulation, we're drawn more towards listening to the wisdom of our bodies. Like, having a conversation with our bodies, you know, like is asking, is this a project I want to be involved in? Does this person make me feel safe and loved? Do I really need this food or, you know, XYZ substance, or am I trying to fill a void here? And also with that moon rulership, like we talked about last week in regards to Cancer season in general, moods and feelings are subject to change as the moon moves through the zodiac. And with Mercury here, our mindset and immediate interests will also probably be shifting and changing, even if ever so slightly, but with more ease. And finally, wherever Cancer is in your chart, you may find that Mercury joining the sun there really emphasizes that area of life. Mercury tends to act as a kind of megaphone. And so this year's story of Cancer season for you will probably be coming in a lot louder and clearer once Mercury joins the party. This will be an area you become more curious about or that's just on your mind a lot more for the next couple weeks. Then on June 28th at 9:35 p.m., The sun in Cancer will trine Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 7 degrees. This aspect can be about reaping rewards from past efforts, which gives us not only a sense of pride in our accomplishments, but a willingness to keep going because the reward is, well, rewarding. It reinforces the feeling of like, okay, wow, look how much this structure or this boundary or this routine really set me up for success. Let me keep doing that. With Saturn currently retrograde, this could be about seeing that payoff, but also having some wisdom from your experiences to be like, yes, this worked, but it needs a little tweaking here and restructuring there. But again, there is a willingness to put in that effort because you know the payoff is worth it. Now, keep in mind that these payoffs, these rewards are going to be relative to what you've got going on in your life. Like it could be that, you know, you get a promotion at work or something along those lines, but it could also mean that, you know, you've been going to bed earlier at a consistent time for 3 months straight. And today is a day, like June 28th is a day when you're like, man, I am so much more energized and I am like, I have so much more time for things, right? Or maybe you set a boundary within a relationship a few months ago, and this week is when you realize like how much freedom it's given you or how much better it's actually made the relationship. So maybe it's not this huge, big thing, but it's enough to nudge you towards taking more steps and putting more effort and energy towards setting your future self up for success. And you can think about like, what do you wish the you of 6 months ago had started doing so that you could be feeling a certain way in the present moment? And what might the you 6 months from now be so grateful that the you in the present moment did start taking steps towards? It's very much a day of investing in yourself and in your future well-being. And you can use the wisdom gained from past experiences, the knowledge of what your tangible resources are, to make an action plan for that future. That past info can really help to guide you, you know, whether it's about what to do more of, what you need to cut back on, or what you need to totally get rid of. Saturn helps us to be realistic about our limits and set proper boundaries that really allow us to flourish because we're not overextending, we're not trying to do it all. We're giving our attention where it's deserved. And not only does this create further stability, it also really honors who you are at your core because you're taking the steps that are best for you, you know, that have your best interest in mind. This aspect is a little like parental energy of like, this is what's best for you, except like, not in that tropey way that we see in movies and TV, like the parents that are actually doing the things that are best for their children. So maybe this is like a reparenting thing where like we know what's best for us and we're going to make sure that we put that into action. So yeah, we're honoring ourselves and we might also use this energy to be more clear about who we are with either ourselves or others, you know, like who we are, who we aren't, what we're capable of, what we're not capable of, what we're available for, what we have to let go. And in doing so, we get closer to that core, to that essence of ourselves, to that part of us that shines the strongest when we allow it to, when we prioritize the things that matter and allow our being to shine. So it's not all bad with Saturn in this trine. It is a trine aspect, which is just, you know, naturally very supportive and encouraging, but it is like, it's not just total good vibes energy. There's still work that goes into this. Like it's still a day of having to put energy and effort in. And I would have loved it in another week where we didn't just have the Mars square Uranus. Like it just feels like a lot, feels like a handful this week. And then a couple of days later on June 30th, Mercury is going to make the same aspect with Saturn from the exact same place as the Sun. So that's At 2:25 a.m. on June 30th, Mercury in Cancer will trine Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 7 degrees. And so this kind of feels like maybe we're renegotiating past commitments and responsibilities. Like, we had that day with the Sun trine Saturn to figure out what we want to prioritize moving forward and what our boundaries are and the restructuring we need to make to our routines. And now we have to figure out what that means for all the plans and obligations that we currently have. Because of the very supportive trine aspect, this feels like it's going to work out for all involved. Like, I don't necessarily see this as letting anyone down because you have to, you know, back out of something or be honest about your limitations. Because you're maybe not even saying a full no to something that you previously said yes to, but rather just bringing more clarity and saying, like, you know, maybe it actually needs to be done this way, or maybe it needs to be done at a later date so that we actually have more time to prep for it and make it that much better. We can think really logically and clearly under this aspect, and we can make sure that what we agree to and commit to makes the most sense and that we fully understand what we're taking on. And I think with both planets in water signs, there's a lot of tenderness here and a lot of care when it comes to thinking about, like, okay, so let's say we're on the other end of that and somebody is no longer available for a certain commitment or needs to change the parameters of that commitment. We can kind of come at it from an aspect of, like, okay, so maybe that person isn't available anymore, but that's okay, because why would we want them to show up at that reduced capacity? How would that be helpful for us, for the project, or for that person? And with the obligations we do uphold, even when it's something that's going to require a lot of energy and effort, and it will because Saturn, there's a very positive feeling towards showing up. Like, we are very happy to be involved in these commitments. It's almost a pleasure for us, but it's like, again, it's that different kind of pleasure. It's that mature pleasure. It's that almost like prideful pleasure, but like not pride in like the negative connotation that it often gets used in, like showing up for yourself, showing up for other people, staying to your word, you know, when you said you would. And it's just still not easy breezy. Can you tell I'm looking for an easy breezy week? But it's also a really great day for paperwork and getting things finalized and like finishing up with long-term document type things. And I think it might also provide some clarity or maybe one of those like aha moments in terms of what this Saturn in Pisces story is all about, especially the retrograde chapters, if we want to call them that. Like, there's a sharpness to our mind here and we can see beyond just the day-to-day details. And our final happening for this week is on the same day, June 30th, 5:05 p.m., Neptune will station retrograde in Pisces at 27 degrees. So this is going to be most notable for anyone with planets or points at 27 degrees Pisces, and maybe the other mutable signs as well, so Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. And just a little side note, when I say points, like when I'm like, oh, planets and points at this degree, I mean things like the north or the south node, but I also mean angles. So like your ascendant degree, your midheaven degree, you know, so like if your ascendant degree is 27 degrees of Pisces, this retrograde will definitely be something to keep in mind. Now, that doesn't mean you won't feel it if you don't have planets or points at 27 degrees. But when the outer planets station retrograde or direct, it's just not as impactful as the traditional planets. Why? Because they're further out. Their impact is much more big picture than day to day. Their influence can be much more subtle and something that comes into focus over a period of time. If you think about the distance of these actual planets, like Mercury's impact is going to be much greater than Pluto, right? Pluto's all the way out there. It is so far from the Earth, but Mercury's a lot closer. So that's why its retrogrades can have those real day-to-day details and data impacts. But anyways, what this could be experienced as is a general feeling of haziness, cloudiness, fogginess. You know, like we already discussed in this episode, Neptune can cause confusion and tends to dissolve what was once clear. It could also make for a more sensitive vibe. You might feel that your intuition is heightened. You might also feel spiritually or creatively inspired. Again, with Neptune dissolving those boundaries, we're better able to connect with something on a spiritual level. And it might also be a day when energy levels are just lower and you're maybe just not feeling that regular drive to get up and go, and you'd rather like chill out with a good book or binge some TV. So Neptune has some real bookends on this last week of June. Be interesting to see how it plays out. But that is all I have got for you this time around, all I've got for you for June. So let me know in the comments if you have any questions about this week's forecast or the forecasts for the month of June. Let me know how the month has been for you. Did you take any meaningful actions on your big life visions with that Jupiter sextile Saturn aspect last week? How was the new moon in Gemini for you? How many times have you cried already during Cancer season? Okay, that one's a joke. Kind of, not really. Anyways, I'd love to hear all of it. You can drop a comment below if you're watching on YouTube, or send me a DM on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. Just to be clear, I love Cancers. I have a Cancer moon. I cry a lot at Cancer season. It's no shade. Cry. It's a water sign. Go for it. Thank you all so much for listening. And until July, I'll catch you in the cosmos.